Jasmine Atankic is joining us. Now, Dental for All has welcomed the Greens' commitment in its new election manifesto to free publicly delivered dental care for everyone in this country. Advocates say the policy could be a major step towards improving health equity and ensuring people can access the dental care they need, regardless of their income. Joining us is Jasmine Atankic, who's from Mahanga Tairi, Taranaki Tutur, and Asampaka Whakapapa Alliance, like most of us. And Jasmine's from Housing Action in Porirua, a community advocate and Dental for All campaigner, to discuss why this commitment matters and what it could mean for whānau and communities across the country. Thank you for your time today, Jasmine. Kia ora o tēnei, and welcome to Wāte. Kia ora.
Kia ora, morena Dale.
Thank you. The Greens have committed to working towards free, publicly delivered dental care for all New Zealanders. We know that it is a very important issue for Māori. And from your perspective as a community advocate and Dental for All campaigner, why is this commitment such an important milestone, Jasmine?
To us, it means that Dental for All campaign calls and the unmet need experienced by almost half the adult population of Aotearoa are being acknowledged. So that's really important. The Green Party commitment to free, publicly delivered dental tells us that they're listening to what the people have to say, and that this will remove barriers people are facing to access the oral health care they need. As well as being good for the health of our people, it's also fiscally responsible to bring oral health care into the public health system. Research shows that unmet need is costing the country around $3.1 billion a year in reduced life satisfaction and $2.5 billion in lost productivity. However, our policy paper, which we released in April, proposes the establishment of an adult oral health community service. This paper includes costings by independent economists at the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research and shows that it would only cost around $1.6 billion to implement that policy, and just over $900 million annually in ongoing costs. So that would actually save our country a lot of money, and it would stop our people getting sick. What we're hoping following this Green Party policy release is that other parties will look, they'll see that this is like well researched, and it's also a popular policy as well. We did independent polling earlier in the year, and it showed that bringing dental into the public health system and providing free universal dental is actually really popular across the political spectrum. So I think it's really important. We're really stoked that Greens have released this policy.
Yeah. Look, you've got a fan here because I know so many people who are rock and rolling around, you know, without teeth because they just can't afford to get them addressed, or they don't feel confident. These figures that you've quoted to give some substance to the argument. But through your work, perhaps it might illustrate that as well. I'm sure you've crisscrossed paths with people who, don't smile, are still whakamar about the state of their teeth. And there are obvious health issues at play here. If you can't masticate your kai, you swallow it in lumps, you can end up with a big puku and then cardiovascular issues. I mean, there's that, then there's the cosmetic. But through your work in Porirua, with Housing Action Porirua, you've seen the many pressures that families face. How does the cost of dental treatment affect low-income households? Just can't afford the $300 to get a filling done or whatever it is. And what are the consequences when people put off getting care?
Yeah, well, tika pau, on top of the cost of housing, and this isn't just for Porirua, it's across our motu, the cost of kai, transport, school stuff and other costs, adequate oral health care is just completely out of reach for many whānau. It's really hard to prioritise paying for a dental appointment with the like exorbitant rents our whānau are having to pay in the huge increase in petrol prices. We've heard so many stories from people about how not being able to access the care they need impacts them, everything from having to take days off work, sometimes unpaid, going without other essentials to get to the dentist, and even resorting to DIY dentistry, you know, which is really dangerous for our whānau. People are whakamā about not having healthy looking smiles. It's just really sad. Our current privatised model is making people sick and broke and for no good reason. The mouth is part of the body. Oral health connects to our wider well-being, as you've, you know, already spoken about. Like, having teeth shouldn't be a luxury. And so this is why this really needs to be provided by our public health system. Alongside cost, there's also access issues for our whānau. So for our whānau living rurally, the drive to see an oral health therapist could be 2 hours or more. And it just makes no sense. In some areas, mobile clinics may be visiting Tamariki and Rangatahi, but because of the funding streams and there's no funding for our pakeke, they are unable to see the whānau that bring them. So like Nan and Kuro could show up with their mokopuna to the mobile van, you know, obviously in pain, needing to see a dentist, but those dentists and oral health therapists aren't allowed to service them. So it's, yeah, it's cost, but it's also, you know, a governance issue.
Other parties have avoided the issue because they believe it's the cost, or it's user pays, or if you've lost your teeth, well, sorry for you, it's your fault. I like the universality approach here, free dental care for all, and if the costings are found to be accurate, and I've got no reason to doubt them at this stage, then it just makes a whole lot of sense. A treaty consistent public dental system. What would equitable publicly delivered dental care look like in practice for our people, do you think, Jasmine?
Yeah, well, tēnō rangatiratanga over oral health care for Māori is an essential part of our model. You know, as you'll know, Te Tiriti guarantees us that. So this would require resourcing like Māori leadership and, you know, resourcing existing Māori health providers. I think there's about 9 existing Māori oral health providers doing really awesome mahi across the motu, and of course not only providing service to our whānau Māori, but to, you know, their hapori as well, the wider hapori. It could look like, you know, resourcing iwi hapū to establish their own, possibly even marae-based services, and integrating oral health care into whānau ora.
Well, what we do know as well is that there's a meeting of the iwi leaders forum. Let this issue not be just a political issue that surfaces every 3 years as we decide who to vote for. You know, as a people, we need to push collectively forward and say, this is one of our priorities. We care, love, respect each other. And if dental access is becoming a burden to our families, then as a people, we should stand our ground and say this isn't something to be raised every 3 years. What would you say of the need for wider Māori support and publicly stated support so it doesn't become just a green policy issue once every 3 years?
Yeah, I. And I mean, you know, we're on the kaupapa, it, you know, all the time, not just in the lead up to the election. And there's also, we have a Dental for All coalition. So there's members from different oral health organisations and unions who are on this kaupapa, including Te Ao Marama, which is the Aotearoa Māori Dental Association. And so they are out there advocating for our people all the time. There are also, as I said before, Māori oral health providers, some iwi-led, who are doing the do day in, day out with whatever they can get, you know. Yeah, so I think there is like widespread support from iwi hapū and different Māori organisations pushing for this as well.
Well, we know it's very costly. I mean, I'm lucky enough to afford to go to the dentist, even though I don't like it and shudder each time the bill comes. But you know, it's $300 to get a filling done nowadays. I don't know, maybe it's a little bit less at different places, but it can be, you know, confronting. And I just feel for our people when sometimes you meet and you can see them sort of covering their mouth as they're talking, or not given that beaming smile that we all deserve to be able to deliver. So, you know, it is important. It is a health issue. It's not just cosmetic. Free dental for all seems to me to be what a mature country should be trying to achieve. Thanks a lot for joining us and talking about it so passionately and knowledgeably. Appreciate your cordial, Jasmine, and all the best with the housing action, Mahi, in Porirua. I heard a report yesterday, Jasmine, that this is the most difficult time for New Zealanders with cost of living pressures outside of world wars and the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. I mean, here we are in 2026 and so many people are just struggling to get it together each and every day. Damn tough out there, I suspect, Jasmine. No doubt that's mirrored in Porirua as well, eh?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. We know that people are, definitely struggling with the petrol, struggling with the rents. I know that we're not talking about housing today, but Porirua has been quite consistently had the highest rents in Aotearoa for a few years now. And it used to be a place that you could live, quite easily on if you're on a low income. So if we're struggling here in Porirua, and Porirua East to be specific where I am, then I can't imagine how the rest of the country is feeling at the moment too.
Wonderful, Kōrero. You do a great job of advocating for these kaupapa. You've got an interesting surname, Jasmine. Where's that from?
My surname's Dutch. Yeah, so I've got a Dutch kōrero.
Tēnākwe. And am I pronouncing it right? Tāngking?
Aye.
Kia ora.
Aye, tika.
Tēnākwe. Very cool having a kōrero with you, Tuahine. Thanks a lot, Jasmine. Kia kaha. Kia mai kā manawanui. Let's stand proud. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi nui ki a koe.
Tēnākwe. Good catching up with you. Thanks a lot.